When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Welcome to the podcast for laundry world tour, and today we're going someplace special.
Yeah,
come on everybody, let's go. Woo, this is exciting.
We're going to Branson to put on a show. We're going to Branson. Come on, let's go.
No need to worry, just in a hurry.
We're going to Branson, Missouri.
And I'm not going alone.
Well, howdy there, stranger. You look like you're not from around these parts.
Well, you look like Huck Buckford.
We're going to Branson to put on a show. Come on, let's go. No need to worry, just in a hurry. We're going to Branson, Missouri.
This is my first time here in Branson.
Well, we're certainly glad to see you. You know, in a lot of ways, we're still just a simple Ozark town in southwest Missouri.
Well, I feel like I'm part of the family.
Well, in Branson, you're always part of the family. Not my family, but someone's family.
No need to worry, just in a hurry. We're going to Branson, Missouri.
No need to worry, just in a hurry. We're going to Branson.
Yeah.
Hey, Huck Buckford.
Howdy there, Brett, yes?
That's right. Yeah, thank you so much for doing the Podcast for Laundry World Tour.
Well, it's very exciting. We're happy to share our world with you.
Well, if you're just joining us and you're not familiar with the work of Huck Buckford, you are one of the top entertainers. I don't even know how to classify it. It's just broadly entertainment.
Well, the Buckford Family Band is something of an institution down here in Branson, Missouri. Well, of course, the Buckford Family Band, founded in the late 1800s, mm-hmm. By my great grandfather and his wife and sister.
Oh, well, so wonderful that you just have kept this running for so many generations.
That's right. We've got a currently in our fantastic 50th year at the LBJ Theater.
Oh, the Lyndon B. Johnson.
No, it's the Little Baby Jesus Theater.
Okay.
It's the only LBJ we're really interested in here.
Understandable.
You know, Branson has something for everybody. You know, right along the main strip, of course, you've got the Marvel Cave, the Wild West-style Dolly Parton's Dixie Stampede dinner attraction, as well as Silver Dollar City.
Well, I just got into town. I should explain what we're doing. This is the only podcast that's meant to be listened to while you're doing your laundry.
Ooh, put them on the line.
Oh, that's right. And you know, I've had some dark times, and recently I found the light, and I found Jesus Christ, and now I am traveling the world, spreading the good word, not only from the good book, but from the good place, the laundromat.
Well, that's a beautiful story. I love hearing a story of a sinner found salvation, and maybe you're used to the clothesline. Maybe we could teach you a little line dancing today.
Well,
a little clothesline dancing.
I might step on your toes. Watch out. I should mention.
Please don't step on my toes, though.
Oh, that was just an expression.
Ouch! All right.
Yeah, I want to thank the people of the Ye Old Wash House here on US 65 for being gracious for hosting this recording. We usually do it in various laundromats, and this is one of the biggest ones I've ever been in.
I love the Ye Old Wash House. I love you do the drop off, you get your dry cleaning done, your collars pressed. It comes back with a little tag step to it, says "Yow."
Wow.
It stands for Ye Old Washouts, Y-O-W. It says,
yow. Oh, that's great. That's really cute.
But
I will.
It's like, yowie, look at how crisp that collar is, you know?
I mean, I will say it is a bit of a wicked game to actually, you know, do drop off. I guess it's on
autoplay. Nice song, too, though.
I'm going to redo that. But, you know, doing drop-offs, it's a bit of a wicked game. But I don't want to slow us down because we're in such a great mood.
A wicked game like the Devil's Game?
No, not that wicked.
All right.
None of that on this show.
I said, get out of here, you rascal.
That's what I love about Branson is, you know, this is my new direction in life. I'm trying to kind of wash away the problems of my old life. And Branson, it seems like it's just a place for good family entertainment.
You know, when I was on the city council briefly, I suggested a new sign for the outskirts of town, Branson, Missouri. Leave your devils at the door. You know, don't bring them in. We don't need them. But also, just sort of a leave your cares behind. But the opposite, you know, we want you to care.
Yeah.
When you're here, you know, but your devils, your badness. Leave it behind. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm looking around Branson. I see the lights. I see all these shows. It feels like I'm in Vegas, but it's a wholesome Vegas.
But yes, no prostitutes.
That's right. Yes,
no prostitutes.
Probably no drug. Well, probably a little meth, but like not cocaine fiends running around the streets. It's
no,
just
not
families.
Not like a wicked place like say New York City.
That's right. I spent a lot of time in New York City.
Really?
Yeah.
Pretty. Well, I'm glad you found your way out.
Yeah, it's a pretty rough place. Let's just say I used to walk around Times Square late at night, and you know people would be fighting me.
That sounds like hell.
Well, it kind of felt like hell. That's why I'm leaving New York and just exploring what this great world has to offer.
And so when you say you're taking your show on the road, now you don't mean a singing, dancing, juggling show.
That is your territory.
Gotcha.
So tell me a little bit about this show you do, because you do it every night.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dinner theater type experience. Mm-hmm. I've yet to see it. I've got the tickets for later tonight.
Well, we'll connect you. You know,
yeah. Now I bought them already.
Well, good. Yeah. Good. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you bought them.
Yes.
Well, you're in for a hell of a show. Heck.
Heck.
Ooh, that's no more coffees for me today. That's good. Yeah, our show is it's fun for the whole family. It's me, my wife Kelly,
mm-hmm.
My sister Kelly, okay. our dog Kelly,
oh,
and
wow. That's a cool
and of course our daughter Kelly.
Wow. You'd think with all these Kellys running around that you wouldn't have an extra Kelly, well, by choice.
Well, I only live with one of them,
mm-hmm.
You know,
my
wife, Kelly.
Okay,
my sister, Kelly, lives elsewhere. My daughter is, you know, she's basically grown, you know, she's 19. And the dog is not allowed in the house. So it's actually quite easy to keep track of all the different Kellys in my life.
Fair enough. Well, I might have trouble keeping track of them because I looked at the pamphlet. I'm like, which one of these girls is 19? They all look
each one prettier than the last.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Hands off the dog.
Oh, boy. I don't fuck dogs. I don't. That's just a joke. I wouldn't.
No,
of
it was a
I
joke
don't.
When I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just, you know,
you
clearing
it,
the air.
You made a dirty thing of it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I just wanted to make it clear.
Yeah. You know, so Kelly is, of course, a juggler. Then Kelly and Kelly sing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kelly does a jumps through hoops.
Wow. So I'm piecing together which one is which. And then you're sort of the master of ceremonies.
That's right. I wear sort of a cowboy hat, top hat.
Yeah.
Now imagine a 10-gallon cowboy hat, but the top is flat and it's got little spanglies, little sparkly danglers.
Yeah. I mean, I see the, it's hanging up on the rack over there. I suppose for some dry cleaning.
Now wait till you see the coat.
Yeah. Okay. Do you mind if I take a little peek?
You'll see the show. Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. I'm just very curious because this looks like a doozy to launder. Oh, we got fringe. We got
sequin.
The little rhinestones here.
Look at it. Hand stitch beading. Look at that bead work.
This is unbelievable. You can't get stuff like this in New York City.
You got the top three colors. You got your reds, mm-hmm. your whites, mm-hmm. your blues.
Yeah, this is entertainment.
Yeah, it's we want you to leave the theater feeling happy, feeling good, with the good spirit in you, and a sense of purpose, you know, to mm-hmm. know that it is your right, your task as a human on God's earth to go forth, to procreate, to be filled with joy, to spread His word, to have babies, to have lots and lots and lots of babies. Mm-hmm. That's what we're looking to accomplish there.
And you know, I realized that we started the show, we didn't say a prayer, and I always like to say a little laundry prayer.
You know, I dang love that.
Yeah, I don't know if you know any like Celtic laundry prayers, but I'll start and let's see if you could know this one. Holy God, three in one, give me your perspective as I wash these clothes. Creator, Father, thank you for providing the clothes that we wear and for all the resources and technology that we use to wash them.
Help us to remember all the skill and effort of the people who designed and assembled these garments. Bless them wherever they may be. Jesus, make us more like you. Give me your humility as I serve my loved ones. May we find our identity in you and not in these clothes. Help us to be good stewards of what you've given us, but not to treasure them beyond their purpose. Holy Spirit, use this task to remind me that you're continually cleansing me and my loved ones. Prepare us for tomorrow as we put on our clean clothes, that we may have a fresh start to serve
you and honor you. Amen. Now that is lovely.
Yeah.
That is lovely.
You knew that pretty well.
Well, you know, I
you do a little laundry prayer before
I
you
do
go,
a little laundry prayer.
Do your drop off.
The cleaning, you know, it's mostly for the beadwork pieces. You know, I still got a separate washer dryer unit at my condominium.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Yeah. No, I had this guy Colin Stokes. He's a writer for the New Yorker. Ooh la la.
Ooh la la.
He did not know the laundry prayer at all. He was guessing. He was trying to follow along. He was having such a hard time.
You know, we get plenty of we actually get people from all over the world down here in Branson too. We get right now one of the hottest shows in town is the Amazing Acrobats of Shanghai.
Oh wow! So it's like these Chinese like acrobats. Come, I mean, right here.
Yeah, when it comes to excitement, they set the standard.
Wow. Yeah, the closest I've ever been to is Shen Yun, and I've never been.
And Shen Yun is a restaurant?
Yes.
Very good.
But, yeah, this is, I got to see that. It's a shame. I might need to extend my trip a little bit.
We've also got Dublin's Irish Tenors and the Celtic Ladies.
Oh, that's great. You get the little song and dance there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love, like, some Michael Flatley-style Irish jigs.
We've got Shoji Tabuchi. Shoji Tabuchi is
God bless you.
Well, he's an inspirational story. He's there's a family show too. You know, they play various fiddles, violins, string instruments. We've even got a cirque.
Is that like a Cirque du Soleil?
Well, it's called the Janis Martin Cirque Show.
Okay,
so it's like a French circus.
Yeah. And so it's not as fancy as the Cirque du Soleil. Find that a little snobby.
I've never seen the Cirque du Soleil myself. It's like a tradition, you know. But you're not getting, we're not getting a clown you know, farting out of a barrel, you know, mm-hmm. or you know, no bottoms humor, no humor about bottoms.
That's good. Yeah, you know, leave that kind of ribaldry for, you know, the post 10 p.m. crowd. No, I actually was a nightly...
Post 10 p.m. crowd.
Maybe I'm a...
Post 10 p.m. crowd. I was going to say, you know, you can find them between the comforter and the mattress. That's where the that's where you'll find the 10 p.m. crowd.
Yeah, I actually... I was performing at this place every night called the LOL Comedy Club, and they had me going up at 3 in the morning every night.
Nothing good happened at that hour.
No, it was
that is the
crowds.
Witching hour, is it not?
Yeah, it was post what they call the check drop. So, you know, I'd be going up as people are kind of gathering their coats to leave.
Well, we have check drops here in Branson too.
Okay, okay.
Especially for the dinner theater show.
That's right.
Have you decided what you'll be having for dinner at the show tonight?
I didn't know I had options.
Well, of course you have options. It's a dinner theater show. You got a. Well, you got a chicken breast,
okay,
a rib patty,
mm-hmm.
a chicken rondelet.
Now, what is a rondelet?
Sort of like a patty,
okay,
and a vegetable medley. It's bird's eye.
Oh, okay.
Or you can have a corn.
You know, I might do just corn. Do you get a double dose of corn if that's all you're eating?
We'll have to ask the
sure,
front
yeah.
of house, but I think we could mm-hmm. we could shake that. You like corn, huh?
I do. I like.
No wonder your clothes so dirty. You huffing around for corn like a little piggy.
My clothes are dirty. I just washed them.
I'm not a pig. You ever see a pig eat corn?
No, I grew up on the East Coast. I was always kind of around cities growing up, so. You know, I haven't spent much time around pigs.
Hmm. I had a pig once
mm-hmm.
named Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
It's a family name.
Yeah. So, wait, is this a last name?
No.
Okay.
It's, it has been a last name at different points. Mm-hmm. In fact, my great-great-grandmother was named Kelly Kelly.
Interesting. When you say it's been a family name at different points, it sounds like the name... went somewhere else, like mm-hmm. married out of that name.
Right.
And then at some point married back into the name.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the way families work, generations work, sometimes you gotta, it's like a tree, you know, you gotta grow apart to grow back together.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that was part of a tree's growing back together, but I guess I've seen that before. They kind of like entwine again.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun. Yeah. You know, things are just a little different around here, but I really love it.
I open the show with 'tis the season. The reason for, well, no matter what time of year, whether it's Christmas or otherwise, I like to open the show with a rendition of The Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's nothing in it that says it's a Christmas song.
Right. Well, it is about a boy bringing it. I mean, it does reference the birth of Jesus, but...
I guess that's part of... I forgot that's part of Christmas.
You forgot that's part of
Christmas. Well, no, I of course I know it, but I just wasn't thinking about
it. You see, for the wise men, they have gifts,
mm-hmm.
you know, to bring. They have gifts of gold and the frankincense and the myrrh and you know, other people are bringing various fineries to the baby and... But all he has is not even a song. He has his drum, and he can play drums for the baby, and that is his gift.
Yeah,
and I think it's a nice way to start the show because all I have to give to anybody, you, the audience, is my song.
That's really beautiful.
And you can tell everybody that this is your song, sort of like the Little Drummer Boy, sort of like your song by Elton John.
Oh, didn't think you'd be an Elton John fan, although the looks of the sequins, I guess I get it.
he's out there, but, you know.
Now, here's a question. Now, you got this nightly show, but you have one day off. You don't do shows on Sunday. What the heck are you doing on your Sundays?
Well, I like to go and sit and think about what I'm going to think about it. Services, Then I attend services, and then I go home and I think some
services.
More. Services?
Yeah.
Various religious services.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, religious services. Yeah, I do that too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like to rise with the dawn, have a good think.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what I want to think about at church. But then, because when you're at church, you got to listen, you know. So I kind of like to plan my thoughts in advance. You know, so I'm really maximizing my time, and then we load up the Ford Expedition with Kelly, and sometimes Kelly. Sometimes Kelly doesn't come though.
Mm-hmm. This is Kelly the wife, Kelly the daughter, Kelly the sister. I'm guessing the dog is not coming, so maybe the grandma.
No, the dog comes.
Oh, okay.
But sometimes Kelly stays in the car.
The dog.
My sister.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just it's a little confusing.
It's really not.
Can't see that.
It's quite. If you look at them, they all look very different.
Well, yeah. I just don't. You know what? I'm gonna take a. I got this pamphlet in the back. I got it at the rest stop. That's actually how I, found out about this. I reached out to you. You said you had some time before the show. We're here in the laundromat, so I need to ask you, what's your turge?
Ooh, my turge.
Mm-hmm.
We in the 90s we used to do a little medley of commercial jingles.
Oh, that's
the show.
Cute. Yeah.
And I would get the line, the stain lifter, that's all. And I would say, I would sort of do a interpolation of the all commercial jingle. So while I haven't used it personally in a time, I always have fond memories of singing the stain lifter, that's all.
Does this sound familiar to you?
I get the stain lifter.
Whoa!
It's the stain lifter.
Oh, that's not the jingle, I guess.
Well, but you get, you will.
Well, I'll pull another one.
Shorts. And clean as rain, try new Fresh Rain Ultra All.
I'll try another one.
The stain lifter.
No, I'll try another one.
It's the stain lifter.
I'll try another one. Are you sure that was
the stain lifter? That's all.
I mean, I feel like that's maybe before my time. I'm not sure.
Finish him.
What? What was that?
I'll just pretend that I know what you're talking about.
Right. Well, it's pretty simple. It just went. The stain lifter, that's, and that would come after after Kelly would sing the Tootsie Roll song about the Tootsie Roll. I love that chocolatey chew Tootsie Roll. I think I'm in love with you, and then she would drop it, and she'd get chocolate all down the front of her shirt, and then I'd pop in and I'd say the stain lifter, that's, she'd go Tootsie Roll, she'd skip across the stage. Just mowing on a big Tootsie Roll, saying, Tootsie Roll, I love that chocolatey chew. Tootsie Roll, I think I'm in love with you.
Now,
whatever it is, I think I see, becomes a Tootsie Roll to me. And then a big gob of it would fall out of her mouth and right on her prettiest little blouse.
Oh, no.
Right on the chest. And the audience would gasp. And then I'd pop out from behind. It's sort of like two bales of hay, but it's fake hay. It's not real hay. You get bugs on stage if you use real hay. So I'd pop up behind and I'd say, "The stain lifter, that's all," and we would get such a laugh.
I'm sure you'd pour a little bit of the all on her shirt, sort of like a wet T-shirt.
I'd start a whole, and then we'd she's sort of held down and the clothes are cleaned on her body as she is wearing them.
Oh, that sounds fun, especially now that she's 19. you know what I like?
No, this is...
Arby's didn't invent the slider. We didn't even invent the sandwich. But we did invent Arby's. So in a way, you're welcome. Arby's, we have the meat.
Well, that's less of a jingle than something.
Well, there's like a sort of like a bassy, bass heavy beat.
Bump 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 bump. Well, we don't. You see, we don't have a horn section though. Oh, okay. The thing. And it's a pretty. We actually our system our well we don't do the medley anymore. Now I do a. We've sort of swapped that portion of the show out for sort of a little impressions section.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Can you do an impression of this?
Welcome. Arby's, we have the meat.
All right, give me a shot. Okay, cool. But what I'm going to need you to do is I need you to go, bump, 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 bump. Right. Okay. So you practice that once.
Bum, 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 bum.
That's great. Okay, so on the count of three, we're going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three. Bum, Arby's, bum, 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 we bum, have bum, the bum, meat. Bum. That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
We have the meat.
I could have put a little force on it. You
yeah.
know,
also, I did notice there's sort of like a vocal, like record scratching sound. Let's try it again.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, so you do the bum, okay. bum. And I'll do the, all right.
Yeah, well, let's listen right. to it one more time just right. to get
one more
it.
You're welcome. Arby's, we have the meat.
There's a little, it goes right. up a little right. bit, yeah.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Arby's, we have the meat.
That was pretty good. Let's compare it again now.
Arby's, we have the meat.
You think we got it?
Maybe one more time.
Okay.
Okay, one more time.
All right, 1, 2.
Arby's, we have
okay,
the
well,
meat.
Sorry, I thought you were counting okay, down
okay.
to... Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Arby's, no, we have the meat.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this is going to be yeah. us doing it for one last time
uh-huh.
for perfection's
all right.
sake. Just for perfection's sake. Mm-hmm. Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Bum, bum,
Arby's,
bum, bum,
we
bum,
have
bum,
the
bum,
meats.
Bum, bum,
bum. I fucked up.
No... You didn't mess up.
I fucked up.
You didn't.
I'm sorry.
Up.
I'm sorry.
You didn't mess
I got
up.
So mad at myself. I cussed. Forgive me.
You didn't mess up. All right. What about you? Do you do an impression? You did a pretty good impression of that that rap music there.
Yeah. Let me try.
Arby's, we have the meats.
What about you know what I've been doing in the show lately? Been killing people. I've been doing we've sort of been doing at the end of the impression portion of the show, I'll be like, "Well, let's open it up to some let's open it up to the audience. We love you guys. We'd like to meet you guys." I'll point to someone in the front, so I'll say, "Let's say it's you." I'd say, "Where are you from, sir?"
I'm from New Jersey.
And I'd say, "Is that your final answer?" And then it sort of brings it back to they thought we were over with the impressions.
Oh,
they thought
wow.
we were over.
That's fun.
And I'll say, "Is that your final answer?"
Yeah, you're doing Regis.
The Millionaire Man. Yeah.
Oh, that show is such a fun
Yeah, yeah. I just, you know, yeah.
Yeah. Can you do the Weakest Link lady, maybe?
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
That was pretty good. That was okay.
Well, that's why I don't do her, you see. It's generally difficult for a man to do an impression of a woman.
During which year of the 1990s? Percival Lowell correctly predicted the existence of which planet? Up! You banked £80, which will track whoever answers the most questions.
I'm not going to look for it. I'll edit that out.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah. Oh, I
you
love
should have
that
seen,
show.
You should have seen your face. I'll do a... and then we'll sort of... And then while they're... and then I'll sort of do a... We'll play like a Vanilla Ice beat, mm-hmm. and then I'll hold up a can of slice orange soda and do a little sort of a little rap dance and sing slice slice baby.
Oh.
It's sort of like a spoof on.
I love
it because it's
good...
a drink that you put ice in.
I love spoof songs. I really recommend this one. It's such a funny one.
Like the legend of the Clorox. Our
is actually written by one, friend of mine.
Is this you?
No, this is not me. I have a bunch, but none are this good. Mm. It's by this guy, Edward Train.
And this is... This is... And this is his EG's song?
No, this is Daft Punk.
Daft Punk?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever you say.
Yeah, it was a big hit a couple of years ago. Maybe you don't.
Sounds like the Bee Gees. Sounds like those three high voice boys.
Oh yeah. Well yeah. It's this was like Nile Rodgers from Chic, if you remember them.
I do not remember Chic. I remember the Bee Gees. Are you sure it's not the Bee Gees?
No, it's not the Bee Gees.
It's got that ducka 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 ducka.
Yeah, it's like still a disco band, but you know, more modern.
Right.
But this guy, Edward Train, he's
a
great.
Modern disco.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy.
Hey, it's been back. It's been back.
It's been back.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, maybe you don't get it here in Branson.
Well, we get plenty of music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The music we like.
Yeah. You know, there's about 4 Elvis cover shows around here.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's called diversity.
I don't think that's diversity.
It's diversity is choices.
Yeah, you get 4 choices of the same crappy Elvis impersonator.
I make a hamburger, you make a hamburger. Those are going to taste like very different hamburgers, friend.
Oh, don't get defensive. I'm just pointing out that, you know, Branson's a little...
We do the best chicken rondelay in town at the LBJ Theater.
What is chicken rondelay?
It's like a patty.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. Yeah, no, I'm not criticizing it. And of course, I'm not criticizing your show. I mean, I think your show checks all the boxes. You do the impressions. You do these skits within songs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's this cohesive piece of work, and it seems like you're always evolving it.
You know, you're paying for springs in the seats, right? Mm-hmm. And you want them to get used. You want people to stay in their seats, but then have that like, oh, or rise up a little bit, and then oh, and then sit back down, oh, and you know, because why have a spring in the seat cushion at all, mm-hmm, if you're not having the audience use it?
What is your go-to song?
My go-to song. Well, again, regardless of the season, I tend to open with Little Drummer Boy. Mm-hmm. We do various parodies throughout. Again, I told you, I sing the Stain Lifter, That's All. The Stain Lifter, That's All. What else do I like to say? Oh, well, I mean, I want to save some surprises, mm-hmm, here. I do sing a soul song.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I guess you got a bassy voice. I think that you do a great soul song.
I sang Mr. James Brown's This Is a Man's World.
Oh, wow. That's a hard song to sing.
Yeah. All the, it comes at a point where I sort of, it's built into the show. I get in a bad fight with Kelly and,
your dog.
Right. Well, yes, I get in a bad fight with Kelly the dog, and then I am in the proverbial dog house.
Okay,
and I put on some little floppy dog ears, and a little rubber nose, and I walk around on all fours, and I eat out of a
like a dog food bowl.
Right, and I say...
Are you eating dog food?
Well, yes, and I sing... This is a man's world.
I mean, you're not even like chopping up one of those like chicken rondelay patties?
No, it's dog food.
Okay.
It's cheaper. It's cheaper than human food.
Okay. I think I'm following.
And so I walk around on all fours like a little dog, and I eat out of dog food out of a dog bowl. And sing a rendition of James Brown's "This Is a Man's World" because it is a little, again that's that misdirective. You think that I would have it would be me, you know, communicating that to a human woman, but in fact I am a dog and lamenting the fact that it is not a dog's world.
And it takes a lot of that icky like gender stuff out. Like we don't need to have that on our.
Well, it's just been done.
Yeah,
it's just been done.
You know, it's not political. Nobody's going to come out of that triggered or anything.
Right, right, yeah. Right. And then, And then Kelly and Kelly enter, and they put a little leash and collar on me, and they walk me around.
That sounds...
hit me with a rolled-up newspaper.
That sounds adorable and family-friendly.
It's fantastic.
You know, it was a leading question because I did YouTube you before this, and I saw it was not the best quality, but the voice really came out that you end every show with Lee Greenwood's proud to be an American.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least I know I'm free.
And you got the big flag that comes out. Boy, I don't know where the heck you get a flag that big. But yeah, it really brings the house down. I was brought to tears.
Well, that's the idea, and I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Now, do you have other international locations ready for the tour? Or?
Well, you know, I just got back from London. You know, there's some other places I'm heading out to. I'm getting funded by this mega church, so, you know, I got to wait for the funds to clear. And, you know, they support the show because I'm crusading. I'm spreading the word of God.
Well, I think that's fantastic, friend.
Well, I'd like to thank you for spreading your word. We hardly talked about laundry, but it's mainly because I found you so fascinating.
Well, wait till you see how much sweat I get in this getup right here, and you'll see why it requires a light touch.
Oh yeah. Well, at least you get out of it when you do the dog thing, and you get the.
Oh yeah, that's my favorite part of the show.
Yeah, when your daughter puts a leash on you and walks you around.
Right.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Huck. You were
my pleasure.
You were a real a treat, and you know, I think maybe one more time we go for the we have the meats.
All right, okay. Now you're gonna do it.
You'll do
the rap music. You'll do a vocal a cappella rap music.
Yeah,
great. Have the meats. So you bump bump.
Okay.
Arby's. We have the meats.
Arby's.
Bump 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 bump. Sounds like it.
Arby's.
They got that horsey sauce there.
Oh, real good.
Oh, good. Good stuff.
Is there an Arby's in here in Branson?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to hit that up.
Yeah.
All right.
Arby's, we have the meats.
Perfect. Well, thank you so
much.
Bless you, friend. And I'll see you at the show tonight, and I'll see everybody back another time on the podcast for laundry.
Enjoy the corn.
World Tour!
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.